The copay won't apply to preventative services like routine checkups or physicals, but it will apply to non-preventative medical care, like, for example, coming in with a cold and being examined for strep throat. In those instances, a single person would pay 10% of costs up to a maximum of $500. A family would pay the same 10% up to a maximum of $1,000. The move was authorized by the governor's budget repair bill and approved by the group insurance board late last month. Wisconsin State Employees Union Director Marty Beal told Wisconsin Public Television's Here and Now that it's likely a sign of things to come now that unions had lost the power to bargain over health care.
So not only now are state employees going to get this 12% increase in premium cost, but on top of that, they're going to get all this increase in out-of-pocket expenses. So that's a pretty insidious way here. You know, for people who use the healthcare system, that's a huge amount of money, you know. So it's kind of an insidious way of chipping away at benefits.
The changes would affect more than 260,000 people at the state and local level. For full disclosure, employees at Wisconsin Public Radio would be among them. The move is expected to reduce the cost of the state for its group health plan by at least 5% next year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.